Phil Campbell is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. Now, what's all this about you moving to the forest or something and living like a caveman?
It makes it sound like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Somebody turning their back on technology and just running away.
That's it. I've had enough.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do feel like that, to be fair.
No, that feeling.
So, you know, for the longest time, probably for about 5 or 6 years now, I've wanted to do a real signature social media piece. And by that, I mean really getting to the heart of everything, the nuts and bolts of work, life, play, family. And so I was at an event in London and met this wonderful designer who's designed this arc, which we're going to talk about. And I thought, that's how I want to live. I know it's odd, but...
On an ark?
Well, not on an ark, but in an ark.
Right.
So not in a Noah's Ark kind of thing. I don't have to take animals 2x2 into this thing.
Right.
It's a 5.5 metre by 5 metre oval-shaped ark, complete wood, green roof, so you can grow stuff on the roof, has a solar shower, a composting toilet, a little arga. So it's a self-contained house, basically, made out of FSC-approved wood from Manchester, of all places, not sort of been brought into the country. And the idea is for a whole year, 365 days, we're going to be documenting the process of living off the grid, but in the clouds.
So you're in the middle of National Forest?
Yes.
So give me an idea roughly whereabouts are you talking with?
So there is a place about 30 or 40 minutes away from Nottingham. And it's the heart of a centre called Conkers. You've probably heard of that place.
Yeah.
And they have... It's 15 years since that place has started to flourish. And we approached them after doing various events down there and said, we want to do this project. And we had a few meetings. And it's this beautiful little clearing... And the idea is that the ark will stay at the centre. So it's not my ark. I'm going to be doing a project with inside that ark for the year, leading up to eventually doing ecotourism on the whole of the site. So families can take their, you know, their kids with them to learn about how it is to live off the grid.
So it's kind of... It's what was the main focus for then, the main reasoning behind it? Was it the sort of eco side of things and going green and just as a bit of an experiment, do you think?
Well, because I've done a lot of jobs as a social media advocate for the last 5 or 6 years, one of the things I've found from flying around to different places is that I was actually part of the problem. We were raising money for charity, taking from one pot to another pot. But the problem was is that, you know, I'm flying around on all these planes for a start. I'm away from home. I don't see my daughter as often. And so I got to the point where I thought there's got to be a way to really teach people how to use social media more effectively, to be more optimised about the technology. So after doing all this flying and going to all these venues for the last 5 or 6 years, I thought, and then obviously Ella came along in 2007, I decided that I'm going to switch this. I'm going to go more niche with my social media and get people to think about their technology, as I call it, the meerkat moment, to literally stand up and go, do I get the most out of this?
I love that expression. I love that. No, you're completely right. And I think a lot of people would be able to identify where you are with that. Because
We're,
you know, head down, you're on a treadmill and it's just kind of day-to-day business. And it's very rare, I think, that you get a chance to sort of, like you say, stand back and really appreciate what you've got and where you're going.
Well, the reason why I have that chance is that, you know, I was working in a fantastic job, really in-depth into that job, going up to from Nottingham to London every week. And then the recession hit, and I literally went from £35,000 a year to nothing. The house was a problem, the bills was a problem. I think your listeners will be able to identify with this, with fuel bills and energy bills. You know, that treadmill, you're constantly trying to generate more money.
Yeah.
And I had a choice. I had a choice for the first time. What am I going to do about this? Am I going to continue to try and labour away at this and not invest time in my daughter? Or am I going to look at other avenues? So this was a perfect opportunity.
Yeah. It's quite a big step to make. I mean, you must be excited, but a little bit nervous?
No. One of the things about going to conferences and going on the ground and going to events, you get to know people and what they stand for and what they want. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'm trying to plan for my daughter's unpredictable future. This is perfect. Getting her to understand how to make her own food, how to live off the grid, you know, things that will help her eventually. I have a vision in my head of her walking up to this ark with it all dusty. She opens the doors and on the side is this little archive of video footage from a year that we did this project. And, you know, I leave her an ark in my will somewhere. I mean, I'm invested. I'm straight into this. I'm not scared. I'm just excited.